For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner. The Missouri House has passed a $26.6 billion state budget that ties the amount of an increase in funding for public schools to increases in state revenue. The chamber approved 13 bills today, comprising the state's operating budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. The spending plan now moves to the Senate. For public schools, the budget provides a $122 million increase from the $3 billion they now receive in basic aid. But if revenues meet more optimistic projections from Governor Jay Nixon's administration, the increase would be $278 million. House members used a similar two-tier approach for public colleges and universities. The budget does not include funding to expand the Medicaid health care program. Lawmakers have until early May to approve a budget. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says any discussion of tax cuts is a non-starter until lawmakers first take steps to curb the amount of money going to tax breaks for developers. Nixon's statement today came a day after the Senate gave initial approval to legislation that could gradually reduce the state's income tax rates beginning in 2017. An income tax cut is a top priority this year for Republicans. The Democratic governor vetoed a tax cut plan last year and has threatened to do so again unless it meets several criteria. Those include full funding for public schools and new limits on tax credit programs for the development of low-income housing and historic buildings. The Senate bill is not contingent upon conditions being met. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt hopes Missouri could be one of eight states to try to make significant changes to how mental health issues are treated in clinical settings as part of a two-year pilot program. But that program still needs to be approved by Congress, and it's been lumped into a bill seeking to address looming cuts to Medicare payments to doctors. Blunt says Missouri would be a strong candidate to be one of the first states to try out the program in the Excellence in Mental Health Act.
Many Missouri clinics are already doing this to expand those services in a way that treats mental health challenges like all other health challenges in that clinic environment.
Last week, the program was added as an amendment into the so-called Doc Fix bill, which would give doctors a reprieve from a looming 24% cut in their payments for Medicare. The bill passed by a surprise vote today amidst opposition from senior Democrats that say the bill would set back efforts to find a permanent fix to a flawed Medicare payment formula. It advances to the Senate, which hopes to pass it before a Monday deadline. Missouri senators have endorsed a plan that could help finance hundreds of millions of dollars of improvements to state buildings. Sponsoring Senator Mike Parson said the measure, given initial approval today, would authorize $600 million of revenue bonds to be issued by the Board of Public Buildings. He says about one-third of that would go to replace old buildings at a state mental health hospital in Fulton. Parson says another third would go toward a backlog of repairs at state buildings, and the final third toward repairs at public colleges and universities. The bill's been stalled for several weeks in the Senate because some Republicans opposed raising the state's debt limit, but they relented today. The bill won preliminary approval by a 26-7 vote. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.